station through music and the 5 FM WMFO Medford Mass Reform Radio. Woo!
Good morning. Just kidding. It's the evening. It's Mariah Merlin at the Boss Meeting of 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin at the Boss Meeting, as I said before. Oh my goodness, we have such an amazing show today. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. It's so beautiful outside. I hope you loved what was going on here. You're like, what's going on? There's some Frank Sinatra, there's some Julie Andrews, and Sound of Music. Oh my goodness. Yes, Oh My Goodness is right. You are in for an amazing show. We've got, yes, I've got Sound of Music. We're playing this for the hour, and Frank Sinatra. They were both in my dreams this week, and we are going to go in and understand what the heck is going on. So I had these dreams I wanted to explain, basically, but I'm actually here at 6:05 on the dot. Finally, I'm finally here on the dot. So we're going to start the meditation because I say 6:05 and I usually start like 6:08 or 6:10. And it's like, what is going on here? And I'm glad I got here right when I can say 6:05 on the dot meditation. So everybody, I love you so much. This is a great show. And not only that, I really hope you enjoyed my intro that I my new intro that I made. Oh, I love you. The love is so strong and I'm so happy. I was just floating in bliss today. After my dream with Frank Sinatra. I've been listening to Frank Sinatra all morning and I was like, there's no way I'm not playing this on Paranormal Playground Sounds today. I had such a great day because of it and a great morning and life is good. So let's get cozy, comfortable, relaxed and just take a seat in. Just take in everything that's going on around you right now. Feel how good it feels to just be alive. I'm so grateful. Oh yes, and another announcement. All summer long, we're here for 2 hours. 6 to 8 p.m. Oh my goodness. Yes, that's right. Your lovable psychic medium here is from 6 to 8 p.m. We got this. We got day going in tonight. It's perfect. It's beautiful. I love it. And I love you. So let's take some nice deep inhalations, baby. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, exhale. You are so magical. Today is the day where we're just going to be able to have permission to feel good and be loved. Have permission right now to just really have the enchantment of the beauty of the now. We're going to get present right now in this moment. Picture yourself right now. Grounding first in the beautiful green grass. Feel the green grass, feel the dirt, and feel yourself earthing with your bare feet on the ground. As you're feeling all of this right now in this moment, you're feeling yourself connecting and feeling that oneness. You're feeling that oneness, and we're getting rid of any illusions that were separate. Of separations from one another or separations from anyone or the earth. And right now we're just remembering how we're all one and we're all just individual extensions of ourselves and extensions of each other. We're like this one big energy that is multiplied. So when we remember this, we remember that we don't take things personally anymore. We have the ability to let go and to be lighter and to just kind of alleviate all the tension and the stress that's gone on, whether it's through your day, whether it's through the week or the month or just an ongoing turbulent series of feeling stuck. Keep going. This is your sign. If you are tuning into this, this is not an accident. This is your sign to keep going. Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever hurdles, blocks, anything that has kept you from being your true self, anything that you felt has kept you from expressing in the world, or has kept you from your true inner happiness, your true inner being, to be free. We're just gonna let that all go right now. And we are gonna let this go by being assisted in this beautiful hot air balloon. This wonderful hot air balloon travels right down to you. And it floats right to you. This is your personal one. You can pick its color. Some might have blue. But whatever color the hot air balloon is representing, it's representing your chakras and it's representing what part needs to be paid attention to. So, for instance, if you're seeing a orange balloon, it's time to pay attention to your sacral chakra. It's time to pay attention to the reproductive areas. Intend to this area where your creativity is, or if you see a blue chakra, it's time to pay attention to your self-expression and truth. Pink, love. So it just goes on and on. Whatever chakra has come to you. And if you don't understand what that color means now, you can look it up later. You board the hot air balloon and it lifts you up. You can feel yourself being lighter. And right now we're going to just leave all the luggage, all the weight that you've been carrying. The universe, God, and spirit right now, they're just going to take it from you. Wherever you throw it, universe is going to catch it. So just take all of that stress, all of those things anybody has ever done, said to you, other energy, things you've said to yourself, things you've done to yourself, anything that was harmful, you get rid of it. And we're going to remove this. We're removing any victimization. We're removing any pain or anything we're attaching with our ego and identification to who we think we are. We're just going to remove the pain and say, I forgive you and I forgive myself. You're going to give gratitude to all the things that have happened. And you say, you, pain, whatever it is, and everyone who has acted in the form of hurt or what I believed has been something that has caused me harm. You have acted in the form of a lesson that I have asked for. You have acted in a way where I can grow more. You are an extension of myself that I needed to be a part of and be a mirror of. So I can remove any negative feelings from hate, resentment, or hurt or pain from you and understand that it is all in the divine unfoldment. So now that you understand that it's all in the divine unfoldment, we let it go. And now we are clean and clear. We are clean and clear, brought to credence. Clean and clear, brought to the magnificent self and the being of God that shines your light. You're shining your light so bright as the balloon is elevated. It keeps getting elevated higher and higher. And every time it's elevated higher and higher, your new self has emerged. Your new self has arrived. You're floating across the world. You're seeing the blue skies, and you can just see how high you're up in the air. This represents your vibration that has just raised right now in this moment. Breathe. This is your vibration lifting up higher and higher. You're soaring through the air. Because spirit and your higher self has just removed anything that does not serve us anymore. All the lessons we needed. It's time for our new stage of development. It's summer. It's the beginning of the most beautiful, magnificent story of your life. It's time for fun in the sun. It's time to play. It's time to be happy. This is your moment to be happy. You've done so much work this spring to become your new divine self. And now it's time for you to become rewarded. It's time for you to reap the rewards and the benefits of all this hard work you've done on yourself. Give yourself a hand and a cheer and understand that angels know what you've been through. God knows what you've been through. And you are here to be rewarded. This, look at the sunshine that's out. That is the reward. That is the representation of the miracle of the reward for you. You can feel how good it feels to just be relaxed and take the load off. And now it's time to be outside, dance, play, do all the things you've wanted to do. Vacation, you can hear that song Vacation playing. You feel yourself getting happy and you feel yourself just mostly letting go. You're letting go of things you can no longer control. You're letting go and you're accepting the things you can change. And you're stepping in to your freedom. The hot air balloon takes you. And as you can see it coming down, it's coming back to bring you down to earth. And as you're coming down, what a pleasant surprise. Your wonderful spirit team is right here with you. They're all coming to love you and giving you a big hug, giving you a big hug and a kiss and a party. And they're saying, congratulations, you're still here. You're still alive. You're still striving. And you're still shining. Because you matter and you make a difference. And you are here because the whole world needs you. You're here because the entire universe needs you right now. when you're ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile.
Woo!
How good does that feel right now? I love you so much. You are so valuable and important. And today is the day you deserve healing. Today is the day you deserve to be acknowledged for all your hard work and all that you do for this world. I am here right now to tell you, if nobody has acknowledged all of your hard work and all your beauty and everything you put forth to make this world such a beautiful place, I am here to channel the angels to let you know we see you, we know you, we're here for you. And we're here to spread love. I'm here to spread love to you. Thank you so much for joining. If you just joined, you're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Test Freeform Radio. I'm going to play some more Sinatra, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to have a little bit of talks about what's going on in the spirit world and the dream world and why we're playing The Sound of Music and Frank Sinatra. And please stay tuned by the end of the show, because we're going to give a general angel reading for what the message needs to be for this week. And I'm so excited. I love you so much. Oh my God. All summer here at the WMFO station. I'm so excited. Wow. I say I'm excited. Oh my God. And what a perfect song we're going to play right now. Frank Sinatra, I love you. Because I do. Stay tuned.
I love you is all that I can say. I love you the same old words I'm saying in the same old way. I love you three words that are divine. And now, my dear, I'm waiting to hear the words that will make you mine. Little girl, I love you. Can't you see I love you? I love you. Can't you see I love you? I love you, three words that are divine. And now, my dear, I'm waiting to hear the words that make.
Begin with
A, B, C.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi. Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. Oh, come. I'll make it easier. Listen. Do. Deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, long. way to run. Sew a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow. So, tea, a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to dough. Oh, oh.
Oh, dough.
A deal, a female deal.
Ray.
A drop of golden sun.
Me.
A name I call myself.
Far.
A long, long way to run.
So,
a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow. So, tea, a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to
dough. A deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow. So, tea, a drink with jam and bread. Now will bring us back to dough. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do, so, do.
Once we have these notes in our heads, we can sing a million different tunes.
How?
By mixing them up.
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re. So, do, la, ti, do, re, do.
But it doesn't mean anything.
So we put in words.
Words?
One word for every note. Listen.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything.
Do, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe that it came from you. I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And then I'll close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit down, write myself a letter, and make believe it came. The same, I'll make believe it came from you.
Hello, beautiful souls and beautiful beings. It's 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tass Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. I'm in the Sound of Music energy. Oh my god, this is such good energy. I love this. It feels really refreshing. Everything feels so refreshing. Like, I know we had a bunch of rainy days for a couple weeks. And now it's like such a beautiful week. The sun is out. Love is in the air. You know, just feeling it. I'm just soaking this all in, this moment, this present right here. Oh my God. Oh no, I'm going to start crying. I swear. There's so many emotions that are happening right now. And it's like when I was revisiting the Sound of Music, because I did that play when I was little. So I learned all the songs. I know all the songs. I know how to sing all the songs. And so when I hear the music, I still get goosebumps because it's just such a beautiful story. Such a touching story. And I, you know, I'll never forget, you know, in the play, the emotions, you know, when our music teacher was telling us to put in, you know, where with just everything, it was just so intense. It was beautiful because the music is just so beautiful in the whole lesson. Like, straight up, this was like World War, you know, II going on, it was World War II, right? And why is that funny? That's not funny. But what I'm saying, because I was laughing because I don't know if it's World War I or World War II. I'm pretty sure it's World War II. You know, they're in Austria. And yeah, and so, you know, the dad has to go, you know, fight in the army, and they're trying to like straight up run and hide, and they're using music to basically, you know, just raise their vibration. And this woman is teaching them, you know, how to get through hard times by things like these, you know, saying your blessings and thinking about your favorite things and Do Re Mi and the Sound of Music. It was just like such an uplifting song with such a dark, you know, time period of world history. But that musical was so famous because of the time and because of what it gave and the hope it gave, and to really, when you put music, how much of a difference it makes. And I had that moment, you know, and that was the whole lesson of the Sound of Music, is to understand healing through music, understand changing your alter your reality through sound. And it can be done. And that's what Julie Andrews was trying to teach the children. You know. So, you know, that. So basically, I want to go back really quick to understanding why I'm playing The Sound of Music. And so, my dreams was, the first dream I had this week was a premonition. I'd be rewatching the movie and digging through my vinyl collection to play the soundtrack of The Sound of Music. So that was the first dream, and I'm gonna be watching it because they have homework assignments for me, and they're like, rewatch this movie because it has messages in it. It's like, of course. So, and then the other dream I had after that this week of The Sound of Music was, I was walking to a thrift store and meeting a girl who worked there. She told me she was a fan of my show and gave me a bunch of screenplays for movies, one which was for The Sound of Music. And mind you, she was giving them to me as gifts. And one of them was The Sound of Music. I looked at my watch and said, it's time for my radio show. The clock read the angel number 333, which means manifestation. It's an omen of joy, optimism, happiness, and positive growth and progress and change that is coming. And I'm, you know, of course it has to do with the radio show. Of course it has to do with Paranormal Playground Sounds. You know, I'm predicting this is going to be just a wonderful, wonderful time here, no matter where it is or when. I'm not surprised Spirit was some, you know, so basically, the dream I had last night, sorry, I was just reading what I wrote because I don't want to forget this. So the dream that I had was the Frank Spirit. I'm just getting like really, really, okay. So anyways, my dream last night, I heard the voice of a spirit ask me the question, what if Frank Sinatra is your father in the spirit world? I literally heard that voice, and the date of his passing is May 14th, so it's in proximity to when he would have crossed over, and that's how they confirm it's them. Either around the proximity of when they were born, around the time they're crossed over. And so I got up this morning and I decided I'm just going to play Frank Sinatra all morning and, you know, do my daily routines. I played Frank Sinatra. I was dancing. I was in so much bliss, but I could feel his spirit. I literally felt like I switched times. I was in another dimension, and I literally was in a completely different place. Like I quantum leaped, like my vibration raised, and I was just, I feel like I'm still in a different dimension. And basically, that was him. So I want to read what I wrote. In that moment, I could feel Frank's spirit. I fell into such bliss. I knew he was trying to tell me that he is, in fact, my father in the spirit realm, because I felt a protection of love like no other at that time. Playing this music set the tone of my healing for the entire day, and I felt so safe, supported, guided, and loved. Oh, excuse me. And that is true. I'm completely elated. I feel like really happy right now, just blissed out on a different level. And it's his spirit. And so basically, I want to write the next thing I wrote. This is the magic of spirit communication and why we say yes to it. Healing and miracles are abundant in the arms of our angels. When we are in great need of self-reliance, it is that point that we walk alone in our individual authentic pursuit of happiness and connection to our true purpose and calling. So that's what I have for you and why we are doing this today. So that's Paranormal Playground Sounds basically right there. For you, we have the dreams, we give the message, we give the guidance, and when I say we, it's not just me. You know, I'm literally acting as a conduit. I'm literally just acting as a channel, and spirit is bringing all of this stuff here. So I've said yes to this lifetime, to saying yes, I want to be a conduit, I want to be a channel, I want to be a messenger for the infinite presence and all that surrounds us. So I'm feeling like, I know there's a lot of channeling going in. Like, I'm feeling a lot of heaviness, like, on my chest area right now, because I know there's a lot of spirit activity around me right now. There's a lot of spirit activity. And so it's not just letting you know, if you ever do any channeling on your own and you start feeling any kind of discomfort or kind of physical pains, it's not bad. Just don't panic or freak out. It just means you're literally, there are spirits around you. And so it's not meant for you to, you know, be punished and take on their pain. It's really an understanding of basically, they are here, they come in the human form. They come, their presence comes here. So you can feel them just as you're feeling anybody else walking into a room. And sometimes we will feel them the way they've passed or crossed over. And right now I do have a bunch of spirits that just came in. And so right now I'm just going to alleviate that, because I did a lot there. That was a lot of channeling on the air right now. That was a lot of information that happened. So, you know, anybody's listening to this or experienced that and you needed to hear that, just know it's not bad. It's not a bad sign. It's just knowing how to dispel it and not getting all, if you react to the sensations and you get all fearful, then it's going to turn into something you don't want. But you just have to discern and know what's yours and what isn't. And so right now it's just like, okay, it's a lot, but it's simmering down now. I'm good. There is just a lot of excitement going on at once, and that's what's going on. And it's very important to control it and hone in on it when these things are happening, because there's a burst of so much emotions that's going on. You know, I got the listeners, I have spirit, I'm channeling. There's so much energy that I'm working with all at once while I'm on the air. But it's so beautiful, because it translates into something else later on. And it just keeps going, and it keeps going in this infinite loop. So we did, I did spend a lot of time talking today, but I feel like it needed to come out and be communicated. But guess what? This whole summer we have 2 hours, so we're gonna have equal parts of music and talk, and I'm gonna get you after work. That's right, when you come home from work. I love you. So we're gonna end this little clip, because I do want to continue playing the music, and I'm excited to announce that I've understood I'm gonna be back making beats every, you know, whenever they're, because what I did before the pandemic, Spirit would give me music to create, to mix, and they're like, make a beat out of this, and that would be Spirit channeling. And I stopped doing that, and right now I was inspired because I made a station ID for the station. I if you just heard it, I think I'll play it again for you. And so when I made that, I was inspired, and I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna go back to doing the beats every week and then sharing them and then like playing them live. So that's gonna be happening. And I can't wait till this comes into. But anyways, let's continue. Here are a few of my favorite things, of course. Sound of Music by Julie Andrews. We gotta get into this, because this is such a wonderful song, and it's such a good lesson, and I always try to live by this. Anytime you're in a bad mood or you feel like crap, these are a few of my favorite things, and you got to always remember them. So I'm so glad this song exists, because it is that whole universal
drops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and
please stay tuned to the 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio on the Paranormal Playground Sounds.
My favorite things, cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Thank you. and kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with a moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. In white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream all your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. But no need to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream, dream your troubles away.
Hey, this is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Different things happening. Hello, I love you is right. Take a flight. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's that time. Yes, it is. It's that time right now where we get into exactly where we need to be. And we have the message coming in. Thank you so much for tuning in, tapping on, turning on, and being so unbelievably present. I love you. I love you to the moon and back. So let's get with our, before we get off the air, before it's time, I'm so excited. I'm so happy. 2 hours. 6 to 8 every Tuesday. Ah! Thank you so much, universe. Thank you. Thank you, WMFO. Thank you. most and foremost, oh my God, that is so funny. TARDIS Jukebox, Ray, I have to thank him, actually, too. And he just went into the window. You know, sometimes we forget. It's not that I didn't acknowledge you, Ray. I literally forgot. And then when I just saw you, I was like, oh my God, it is totally. He is the reason for the season. He really is. I should kiss his feet. I should bow down. Anyways, we have 5 minutes. So let's get into this message for the week, you know, to kick off our summer. So what is the message going on, Spirit? What's in the box? Let's see, what's going on? Okay. Let's see what's going on. What is happening in the spirit world? All these wonderful things. Okay, yes, the theme is about using music to heal. So everything that I told you about the dreams, this is a time, so for all of you who are listening, tuning in, This isn't an accident. This message is for you. It's about music this summer. It's about your connection with music and how important it is for you to connect with it. So again, it doesn't have to be like some crazy spiritual, like craziness that, you know, I usually tend to do. Like, this stuff is wild that I do. So spirit, no one is expecting you to do some wild stuff like, you know, go into your dreams and pull it out and da, 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 like I do, like some crazy scientist. I love it. But what it means to you and how you connect, if you do connect that way, crazy spirituality in a good way, then do that. But what I'm saying is, have you been thinking about going to shows, but you kind of haven't been doing that as much? Are you not, you're like, okay, I would really love to buy the ticket for this concert. I'd really like to go to this date. I'd really like to do this, but it just hasn't happened. I mean, I've done things like that a lot where I will see bands or I'll see shows happening and I'm just like, I'd like to go, but yeah, no, I'm good. It, you know, do it. This is the push. They're saying, if you're feeling it, if it's good, you know, buy that ticket, go to the show. But also, it's not just this. It's about understanding how spirit talks to us through sound and that we can use this as a conduit to heal. And don't ever forget that it was one of the major conduits to heal. And that's why it's important to be able to go out to these shows that you want to go out to that you've been kind of brushing off, because it does alter our state. As I said before, and why this even happened in the beginning to me, and this morning I woke up. If I never had that dream, if spirit never gave me the dream about Frank Sinatra, I wouldn't have woke up and put his vinyl on and would have had the most beautiful day I possibly could have had, because spirit was guiding me to this. Frank Sinatra's spirit was guiding me to have a healing day, to step into a different time zone, to step into a different portal. And that's what you do when you listen to certain music or you're exposed to different music. You know, you ever gone to a show and afterwards you just feel so high and elated? And I'm not talking about drinking and smoking, you know, weed. I'm talking about just dancing and being alive and being at your favorite shows. And like, it's amazing feeling. And I, you know, and so that's what this is about, is like, how often do we take time to just throw on our favorite vinyl and dance in our living room? How often are we doing things like that where we're taking time to actually just play vinyl while we are in our homes? Like, how much time do we actually take to listen to the music that we love to listen to? And we forget so often how important it is to take those times aside and push it aside and to have. So this week is noticing how we can heal through sound, you know, sound healing, actual literal sound bowls. I've been meaning to get to that. I've been meaning to either hit up a class or hit up, like, you know, get some bowls of my own or just have a session. I've been eyeing it. I'm telling you, I've been eyeing it myself. So if that's something too you're into, drumming, a drumming circle, like anything that involves that is sound related and healing, spirit is saying this is a really good energy right now to do so, because especially if you're a musician, you know, especially If you already have that connection to channel through sound, this is going to be very beneficial. And especially if you haven't picked up your instrument in a while, this is going to be very, very important. So I leave you with the love and blessings of spirit. Today, think about how you can heal through music. What are the activities and things you can do to really heal yourself, your soul body, your energy, and your auric field through your favorite music and the stuff you love to listen to, or the music you love to play, or the instruments you like to play? You know, it's really all about honing in on that and saying yes to, yes, I'm gonna go take that drum circle class or drum circle powwow or whatever it is. And yes, I'm gonna do that sound healing session. So we are out of time. I love you. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin Knight, the boss of Medium. I love you to the moon and back, and we'll be here next week. So get ready for some TARDIS jukebox coming right up right after this. Here's some Sinatra. Gotta leave you with Blue Eyes because he loves you too. Until next time. Mwah.
From this moment on, you for me dear, only 2:40. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blues songs, only hoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, boy, you've got the love I need so much. You've got the skin that I love to touch. Got the arms to hold me tight. Got those sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, will be right high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. From this moment on, moment on, from this happy day, no more blues songs, only hoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, boy, you've got love that I need so much. Yeah, you got the kind of skin that I love to touch. And you got the arms that can hold me tight. You got those lovely lips just to kiss me goodnight. From this moment